When you visit the website of Arts Project Australia, you're greeted by the most striking of images. A young woman standing on a hill, her thick dark hair thrown back into the wind, and her skirt lifted high, high up, away from the camera, with all the energy of a woman who is utterly happy with herself. The photograph is completely unfettered and glorious, and it's a portrait of Eden Menta by Eden herself and Janelle Lowe. It's a brilliant shot of light in a new project. Arts Project Australia. They support artists with intellectual disabilities, and they've organised a show called Femme Affinity. It's on now in Melbourne. In the show, the curator, Dr. Catherine Bell, has paired female artists from Arts Project Australia with female artists from wider Victoria. So artists who share a common process to help each other explore their own identities as women. And joining me now, I'm so happy to say, are two of these artists making their own pair, Janelle Lowe and Eden Menta. Welcome both of you.
Hi Ed, thanks for having us.
How you doing?
Eden, I love your photograph, the one that I was just talking about in the intro. Can you tell me how you took it?
Well, I was on a hill and I just decided it's nice and windy and why not lift it up?
How did it feel?
Sorry,
Janelle. How did it feel, Eden, when you took that photograph?
I think it just felt really free. Free to be who I am.
Eden, why do you take photographs in general?
Maybe to capture a moment that people have never seen before. I take pictures of insects or anything that moves in midair because you never see it again. Because it's just one moment in time.
Yeah.
And I think that's really special.
Yeah. Janelle, were you with Eden when she took that amazing photograph?
Yeah, so all of the artworks we've made for Femme Affinity have been, like, Catherine put it this way, truly collaborative. So I've been photographing Eden, and we've been spending time in each other's spaces. And Eden, that particular photo of Eden in the gorge, Eden was taking me to, like, a special location that her mum knows and she knows as well, and there was no one around, and it felt kind of just like the whole space was just for us.
There were kangaroos.
There were kangaroos there, that's true. Kangaroos did see. but it felt really, that was a really nice day. It felt really just like for us to kind of be ourselves and fully express ourselves, be away from, feel, you know, not judged or anything like that. Yeah. So yeah, that was really fun.
Okay, so Janelle, can you explain how this project Femme Affinity works?
I guess I can speak from how Eden and I met each other and started our collaboration. Mm. So we, neither of us knew each other at the start of this year. And Sim at Arts Project and Catherine Bell, the curator, they both knew of me and got in contact with me and said, we've got this super exciting project. Would you like to collaborate with one of the Arts Project artists? And I didn't know who Eden was, but I said yes straight away because I knew their awesome work and I was super excited for the project. And when Eden and I got to meet in the studio space, which is where we've been working, collaborating for the last sort of 5-6 months, when we looked at each other, we knew, I think, straight away, Eden's nodding her head, we knew that we would get along.
Yes.
Eden, is that how you remember it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just walked in, saw her, and went, okay, I'll just say hi. That's what I do. I say hi. I make friends.
And you remembered my name straight away too,
yes.
Right?
Yes, straight away. I don't remember names very often.
So that was very special for me.
Yes.
So yeah, so Eden and I are one of 7 pairs of collaborative artists who have all been working throughout the last sort of 5-6 months together, and everybody's collaborating differently. The final show, which launched the other day, is such an interesting mix of everything. There's, you know, but there's a really, I guess, a continuous sort of celebration of Femme Affinity. That's become a word now. We've been using it with Eden's mum as well as kind of like a way of just saying, you know, when we say Femme Affinity, it's like a support thing. It's like, I see you, I recognize you, I want to support you and I care for you. It's been really nice.
Eden, what do you get from working with Janelle? What do you like about it?
I like it because I get to do art with a friend.
If you're not working with Janelle, Eden, do you usually do your work on your own, make your art on your own?
Yes, at Arts Project. I make lots. I do everything.
She definitely does do everything.
Everything. My life is art and music. That is my life.
Oh, tell me about your music as well, Eden.
I'm a drummer in a band called With Jam, and I'm also learning bass and guitar. And, we had our first gig at the start of the year. That was pretty fun.
Hey, Eden, can you drum a little bit of the rhythm out on the desk in the studio?
I'll just paradiddle it.
Yeah. That is...
I even got my drumsticks in my bag, which is the funniest bit.
Yeah, she carries them everywhere with her.
Yeah, you go into the city, you find the buskers, and you're like, can I play in your kit? Yeah, sure.
Hey, so Eden, with working with Janelle, how do you think Janelle's helped you with your art?
Have I helped you at all?
I think I...
It's okay, take your time, hun.
I think I'm just happy being with somebody who wants to do art with me and free to just go anywhere and teach me new things about cameras and somebody who relates to me in a way where I don't feel nervous about showing my artwork or what I actually want to do. I can show my views without feeling restraint.
I think that's been something we've been building on a lot over the last few months, is this very strong trust bond. Eden and I were just talking about it on the way here, how Eden said, I'm a trust person now. Is that what you said?
A safe person.
A safe person for her. And I feel the same way about Eden. We feel safe to share without, you know, fear of judgment or without fear of being embarrassed or like it doesn't matter. And I think that's been such a wonderful outcome of this collaboration, being able to do that.
Yes, no, Janelle, when we were having a chat a little bit earlier on, you were also saying about that often with the relationships between women that there can be a possibility of them not always being positive. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, that's something Eden and I have been discussing a lot throughout this journey. Like, Eden and I both historically haven't had that many female friends, and we both kind of have experienced this sort of conditioning that, you know, women should be competitive with each other. And felt that, I think, a lot through, you know, high school and primary school and all those sorts
Embrace
of things.
Embrace each other's talents.
Yeah.
Learn from each other.
Eden's a very big, and me as well, that we should be, you know, supporting each other. Like, the last thing we need, particularly in our, you know, incredibly patriarchal Western society, is to be tearing each other down. And that's something we've been very conscious of as we've been working together. It's always support.
Janelle, you... self-studied at RMIT in Melbourne, and you were the youngest winner back in 2013 of the National Photographic Portrait Prize.
Yes.
So, you know, you're a bit of a gun. What are you learning from Eden?
I'm learning a lot from Eden. It's been so excellent. I, for fun, recently decided to go back and get a 4.0 GPA Fine Art Bachelor. While balancing teaching and freelancing and exhibiting at the same time, which was a bit busy, as you might imagine.
Yeah.
What I guess I didn't expect, I thought I'd just be enjoying electives, but what I didn't expect was the sort of running up against not just sort of the white patriarchal system of art school, but also kind of the gatekeeping of feminism as well.
Can you explain that more, Janelle?
Yeah, sure. So, like, for example, there was a series I wanted to do, and it was me taking photos of my own body. And I was told that I wasn't allowed to do that. And I was told that...
Stop them!
Yes, this is the kind of encouragement I've had from Eden.
There
was a sense of, you know, needing to ask for permission. And, you know, especially as a young woman of color, it was really hard to run up against that and to not have encouragement and to not have support and to be sort of put down. And the wonderful thing about working with Eden and also working in the Arts Project Australia space is just how freeing it is from all of that. You don't have to ask for permission. You do because you want to. You do because you love it and you feel it. And that's, yeah, it's been excellent. Eden's motto is, do you remember, Eden? What's your motto in art?
Just do it.
Yeah, there you go.
Eden,
it's
that's...
like Tommy Wiseau. Just do it.
Hey, so Femme Affinity is on now until the 20th of July. Will you two carry on working together? Of course, you carry on
yes.
being mates.
Yes. Very much so. Forever.
So Eden and I are actually collaborating on another show. I think it's still embargoed, so I can't say which one. But Ooh. We do have one more exhibition we'll be working on together.
Okay.
But I have no doubt Eden and I are going to stay in contact and are going to keep making and doing together. It's the Femme Affinity show has been so fantastic, and we've created a friendship.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Thanks, Eden. Thanks, Janelle.
No worries.
Bye. You have a good day.
Thank you. Janelle Lowe and Eden Mentor, artists taking part in Femme Affinity. It's on show at the Arts Project Australia Gallery in Northcote, Melbourne, until the 20th of July. And please come to our website for more details and a link to their photographs.